Okay there, Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, this is Safety Girl. And if you don't know what you were listening to, well, you were listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Rawr.
This is for ladies. Ladies only.
Want to learn more about your health and sexuality? Psychology researchers at the University of Michigan are looking for women who are not on the pill to participate in a research study on health and sexuality. Participants will engage in one study session each month for a total of 5 months. So if you are a woman who is between the ages of 18 and 40 in an ongoing relationship with a male partner, not taking hormonal medications, including hormonal contraceptives or the pill, not pregnant, and not breastfeeding, call us for more information at 734-763-7121 or email us at sexresearch@umich.edu. That's 734-763-7121 or sexresearch@umich.edu. This study is being conducted by the Van Anders Lab at the University of Michigan Psychology Department. Study number HUM00025873. All right. Well, welcome to the Sex and Tao Show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. This is so cozy and intimate, and it's real. It's kind of gritty and dirty all at once, Heidi.
Welcome to WCBN.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCBN, because you've been here before.
That's right. The Blastoff Girls, they had a show running back 15 years ago. Great group of gals. Great. They pushed the envelope to... very proud of them. I'm proud to be here in front of you, Heidi, and you're doing the same thing. You make me so proud for the generation. Yay!
I try. Oh, by the way, everyone, this is Tanya Brown.
Oh, yeah. Who am I?
Yeah, who's this person on my show? She runs Safety Girl, which is a new store on Liberty.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know the exact address?
It's 119 East Liberty, the lower level of Bongs and Thongs.
Oh, yeah.
It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll on Liberty.
Can you tell us a little bit about your store?
Well, the store is, it's 6 months old, but... I'm not new to Ann Arbor. I had a store, I had a business 19 years ago and on the same street just a block down. It's a sex-positive romance specialty boutique. And, you know, fill in the blank there. But it's all done with class and it's a lot
definitely.
Of fun.
When I went in there last time, I was struck immediately by just like, I don't know how professional it is, but it's like fun.
It is.
It's both.
Yeah. I don't wear a sterile jacket or gloves.
Yeah.
But it's also not, you know, you're not going to catch anything coming in.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I like the variety of stuff that you have in your store, too. Like not only do you have, like, tons of toys, like, so many toys, which I want to talk about, but, like, also you have, like, lingerie and, like, you had costumes and stuff. And...
yeah, it's like a portal to a fantasy universe. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel whenever I walk down the stairs. It's a lot of vintage lingerie, lingerie from the 80s and 90s and some from the 70s too, including undergarments. And those are surprisingly more popular than I imagined they would
really?
Be. Yes, they're all dry cleaned. Some are brand new with the tag still on them.
Wow.
And our fishnets and hose, that's a very popular item there. You know, the shop is more like, it's a grassroots co-op shop more than anything else. I mean, I'm the owner, but I couldn't have made this happen without about a dozen of my friends. So it has a heartbeat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different things. Our hillbilly dream catchers, you know. Yeah, what are those? Those are a crotchless panty dream catcher with a beer can wind chimes. Those were really a big hit during the art fair.
Yes. So how about you open up the bag? I'm really excited. She has this bag. It says caution, X-rated gift.
I love this bag. I love walking around town carrying it. And everyone wants to know what I have in it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
here's
something. Actually, I'm just going to get right down to my favorite.
Oh, please.
Okay. Remote-controlled panties. And remote
remote controlled panties.
honey, you have, yeah. This is something I wouldn't even have dreamed these up 20 years ago when I started being in this industry, Jesse. but I sold my vibrating, the remote control panties, but so I'm showing you the remote control vibrator, but I want everyone to imagine the panties. It's the same thing. And it works. It works from 30 feet away, and you can't hear. You can't hear it. It's whisper quiet. And this has been selling like crazy at the shop because, I mean, people, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a segment of our population who really enjoys dancing and pleasure and dating. And so the partners carry the remote control thingy that makes the vibrator go on and off on the dance floor. And, you know, in public, and it's kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very...
You know, and there's also remote control, like prostate vibrators.
Really?
And butt plugs, too.
I think male toys are so fascinating, and I think most people don't know about them. And also, I think that a lot of men are, like, afraid to, like, try them or whatever, but I think they're so cool. There's so many.
You know what that means, Heidi? That means that there is a segment of our population that are not butt conscious. They want to explore, you know, the ass. Monogamous straight males. I mean, just average guys, you know, and everybody else in between too, but they're exploring the pleasure zones around the ass, and they're doing it on the dance floor. No one knows it.
Yes. Have you heard of, I forget what the movie's actually called, but there's this movie that is all about sex, which is great. Talks about sex through people, different people's kinds of lives. Like one's a sex therapist, but she has never had an orgasm, and there's like a gay male couple, and then there's like one that like watches them and films them, and then there's like a really like an older gay man at a club. And
this is something I have to rent today.
Yeah, yes, today. Immediately. And yes. There's something about like, oh, I know what it was. It wasn't exactly vibrating panties, but it was like, it was something really similar, and like they were at like a sex club or something like that, and they had that, and it was like awesome.
Oh, this is so cool. You know, this is, I love this. Is this a mainstream movie? I mean, I
don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to, yeah. Let's edit the name of it in, please.
Yeah.
We need this. We need more media attention on, you know, being sex positive and funny and just very normal, no matter how crazy you get.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. It's something... Actually, I recently went to New York over the weekend, and I went to the Museum of Sex. Have you ever been there?
No. I'm jealous. Please, go ahead, brag.
Yes, I really want to talk about it. The main thing that really struck me is like how normal it was to just like walk in and like chat up people, and like lots of things were just out on shelves. There was like a condom like apparatus thing. There was like a whole table with like little pockets for different kinds of condoms, and there was like a dildo bike.
Aww.
And yeah.
A dildo bike?
It was like a bike that you rode, and then there was like a big thing that like moved in and out.
Wow.
It was kind of beautiful.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I could see myself riding down Liberty on that, going to work.
But I agree. I think that it needs to be like way more normal in our society.
More accepted. And, you know, and we got that 50 Shades of Grey. That's the popularity of vanilla S&M.
Yeah.
really made being sex positive mainstream. For me, it was the Sex and the City girls and Samantha. And I was like, if I could identify with any one of them, I'd be Samantha. I don't know. Are you familiar with Sex and the City?
Not really.
The TV show? Okay. All right. Well, it's very, very liberating for female sexuality and all kinds of sex. I highly recommend it. I think there's like 5 or 6 seasons at least, maybe more.
Yeah, I should watch that, actually. I've only watched like some clips and things. But,
okay, yeah.
But yeah, I do like that they're getting that out there. Like, yep, they're talking about it, which I think is super important.
And that's what you're doing now. And that's what, you know, I'm doing.
Yeah.
And wow, it's going to be one big universal orgasm.
Universal one, orgasm.
Yes.
The world will just implode.
Yes. Maybe that's what everybody else is afraid of.
Yeah. Can we talk more about what's in the bag? I want to see everything that you have offer.
I didn't bring everything, you know, but that would be a very nice long show. Okay, well, I brought a massage candle, a massage oil candle. Yeah, these are really popular. They have the scents, aphrodisiac scents like sandalwood, rose, lavender, different scented ones. But after about 15, 20 minutes of burning, it becomes a massage oil, and it comes with a spoon, and it's very sensual. It's a lot of people are enjoying these.
Wow. Wait, so does it melt? It melts to an oil. So it's an oil candle,
a massage oil candle. Yes.
Wow. So then you have like warm oil too. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I kid with the people who come in. I'm like, yeah, you know, you can really scare them, make them think you're going to drip hot wax on them, you know, and there you go. We're already starting to foreplay, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Get them a little anxious, suspenseful, not knowing, and then just slap them with some really nice hot massage oil. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yay. I think you're ready for round 2 after that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That sounds so great.
So, and then I just brought one other toy. I don't know how to pronounce. Oh, no, I brought a few more. I don't know how to pronounce the name of this, though. I'm going to let you try for me because I don't want to get in trouble.
Ooh. Fukuoku? 9,000. Wait, original world's smallest massager.
Most powerful fingertip massager. It's,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you put it, so it's like a ring, like you put it on your finger?
Fits, yeah, right on your finger. It becomes an extension of your index finger or wherever you have it. And very nice, soft, nubbies rubber on the fingertip. And the vibrations, it's super quiet, but can you hear that? So anyway, very nice. Very nice for the clitoral stimulation, yeah, you know, underneath the scrotum. And, of course, the perineal gland between the anus and the balls. You can have lots of fun with that. I mean, the creativity and the scenarios, these are props for just fantasy life galore. Oh, yeah. I didn't say that in correct sentence. Forgive me.
I'm glad you mentioned like using the like a vibrator on like a man, because I think that a lot of people don't really think of that.
No, I guess they don't. But I think there's a lot of smart people who come to the shop who are teaching me a few things.
Oh, really?
The guys coming in, yes, loving the vibrations and, you know, around, like I said earlier, the anus and the perineal gland. I think there's more acceptance now than there was 20 years ago. And they are enjoying it along with their partners, you know, and a lot of them are straight. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad having to say it like that, but we're still not quite there yet where just we can be just one entire diverse population. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. We haven't really gotten away from missionary, vanilla, like whatever, like...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like we're finally starting, I think, but...
Yep, yep. And then there's pegging, you know?
Yeah.
You've heard of it, I'm sure. And there's obviously enough, you know, a whole other population that's enjoying pegging. And that's when the lady wears the strap on and the dildo or the vibrator and does her male partner up the butt. And they're both loving it. Like the gal pal, I have a gal pal strapless dildo, vibrating dildo. And the woman wears it and it hits the G-spot and the clitoris. And
it has like
inside.
A little. I've seen something like that before. I don't know exactly what model
it's designed. It's designed to fit nicely inside of the vagina, and also the vagina can hold it because of the way that it's designed inside.
Oh, so it goes both ways.
Yes, and then there's a dildo on the outside that also has a separate motor and vibrates, and it's smooth and narrow and lean enough, just perfect for the ass. So I'm enjoying what I'm seeing, you know, that comes into the store, and then the people that come in and are telling me what they're doing with the products. It's just wonderful, Heidi.
That's so great.
Yeah, I have people who, you know, my close friends and my husband, they'll sit in the back rooms sometimes. My husband, he gets a little, he feels awkward, and just listen to the conversations, mm-hmm. you know. And
yeah.
It's really, it's cool, it's exciting, and you learn something new every day.
Yeah. So great that like your customers feel so comfortable like talking to you, and you can have like conversations about that. I bet that's probably like the best part
it
of the
is.
Job.
It really, really is. I feel privileged and honored that they trust me. You know, I don't kiss and tell. But I'm also, because of that, you know, they trust me with their most intimate, you know, secrets. And then I can also, you know, spread the word and let other people know, hey, you know, you're not alone, because guess what? you know what I just heard?
Yeah,
it's nice. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm so glad that we have an open community in Ann Arbor anyway, but now like really pushing it in like an educational sort of way, because I feel like definitely the feeling I got in your shop was definitely like, come look at these things and learn about these things, kind of.
Yes, yeah, you know, it's an informal way of you know, educating yourself on your own personal, on your sexuality, you know, on your relationship sexuality, and I'm not going to be too clinical about it, because I'm not a clinical gal. I mean,
yeah.
I have degrees and I have experience. I have a lot of experience, so I'm going to come from that perspective, as well as, you know, being responsible and taking responsibility for your own sexual health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and that of your partners as well.
Yeah. Can you describe a little bit of your background and because I know that you had a TV show, didn't you?
Yes, yes. It was it was called Get Curious with Safety Girl. It was during the mid-90s, and we lasted for 3 years, but it ran for four. And it was a sex-positive talk show, entertainment variety show, really. We had local music on every week as well. And we would talk about, you know, queer issues, gender issues, women's studies, and also anal sex and bondage and swinging and,
like,
you
everything.
Know, and nudist, being nudist. Yeah, just anything and everything. And we did push the boundaries a few times, and but, you know, glad we did.
Yeah.
No one else did at the time in this community, so
yeah,
might
definitely.
As well be us. Yes. And like, and here it is, you. But I think the most important thing about the show is that it allowed people to it gave them permission just to be themselves. I mean, that's what I've heard from them, as they know that, find out that I'm back now and they can come, you know, visit me. They're telling me, like, I had one couple, this woman, she was in her 50s, she was a rock star. She was beautiful. She was wearing leather and lace and, you know,
yes.
long hair bleached out and fishnets and, you know, 6-7 inch high heels. And her husband was just a normal guy, kind of frumpy. But anyway, she told me, you know, 15 years ago when we were watching your show, I didn't look like this. at all. And she said, but my husband kept telling me, well, just do what Safety Girl says. Just be yourself, you know, experiment, try it out. Why not? You know? And she said, I'm this way now because you gave me that permission. And she gave me a big old hug and thanked me. And I've been getting more of that. I only thought 3 or 4 people watched our public access TV show. But I'm finding out that, oh, wow, we did. You know, we put a dent in this town for the better. It was hard back then.
I bet.
We had a lot more backlash, and I had a lot of opposition. And so it sure feels good that we can maybe not have to fight so hard just to share the love.
Yeah, because it seems simple to just be like, hey, we're sharing this thing and we want to like educate people about it and just kind of like open up people's minds about it. And it's not like we're being violent or anything.
No, not at all. It's all consensual.
Yeah. Consensual listening.
Yes. We had a grand opening, you know.
Yes. How did that go?
Oh, it was a blast. And I am editing myself here. It was awesome. It was a costume. It was an erotic costume party. And so we had about, at the most, 45, 50 people. I'm trying not to exaggerate. My husband, he's watching me. He's listening. So, yeah, about 40, 50 people. And they were all dressed up. And my favorite were the slaves and the mistresses and the dominatrixes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Beautiful, beautiful people with collars and leashes and, you know, chains and, D-rings. It was fun. Oh, my God. People were getting spankings.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. DJ Dick Slap was there. And, oh, my God, he's such a fun DJ. He dresses down as the night goes on to just a hot pink tutu with all of his 1970s chest hair and trail. Oh my God, showing. It was awesome with great music, you know, like 70s and 80s and some electronica. It was a good night. The slaves went out on the streets around Main Street handing out safe sex kits.
Oh, cool. Yeah, what were the kits?
Oh gosh, premium condom, premium lubricant. Ooh. And a really cool business card. Oh, the best thing though for me about the grand opening, and I want to do this more often, is that we had a raffle of high-end sex toys. Ooh. And a gourmet love basket for First Step, which is a domestic and sexual violence organization in Wayne County that helped me 5 years ago when I was in the shelter with my thin baby. And so we were able to raise money for them. And I want to be able to do that more often. And it felt good to be able to do it, you know, sexual and domestic violence. Here's this girl with a sex shop doing a raffle, you know, for them. I think it opens up a new doorway. So this is going to be a platform of mine because the Ann Arbor News did this article on my grand opening before it happened. And there were comments. People were saying, oh, how can she actually get away with this, having a raffle for a sexual and domestic violence organization, and then she's offering free spankings?
Those are two different things.
Thank you. But this is what the comments were, Heidi. Wow. That scares me.
I'm kind of glad that sometimes I get reminded that there are still people like that.
Yeah.
Because I think of it, it's absolutely not like that. It's just not true. Consensual pleasure and play is so different from like actual violence. They're so separate.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a survivor. And yeah. I'm also saying you can have a very, you know, healthy, sexy, you know, sex life. You can have it no matter where you come from and what's been done to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't know that you did the raffle for...
This is the second time now for First Step.
First Step. Yeah, that's really good to hear. And I'm glad that you probably linked a couple people's minds as far as like those two things are concerned. Like, oh, mm-hmm. These two things are different, even if there was a little opposition.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's getting people talking about it. So that's a first step right there. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. We're going to be offering more parties like that. I want to do more private parties in the future. Because it's a safe space to explore, mm-hmm. you know. And then also workshops. I'm going to have a workshop coming up the end of November. And it's going to be just a sex toy party just for the girls. I guess I should invite it for the girls and the guys. I'm not sure yet. I got to think about that.
Sure.
You know, because girls are always different when guys are around. I notice at the shop.
And, interesting, yeah.
I mean, a few of them are cool and they open up, you know, and mm-hmm. stuff. But
it's different.
I hear more, when they're not around. So sorry, fellas. Don't worry.
Love one for you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be a fantastic idea. Do you have any specific ideas? Like you have just like playing with different toys and stuff?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I think your first, I get a lot of people in here because of the student population who are playing with sex toys for the first time. Mm-hmm. So a nice introduction overview would be a good place to start,
yeah.
You know, and like I said earlier, though, I am all about scenarios and fantasy life and, you know, imagination. That's going to be incorporated constantly and throughout mm-hmm. it, because I want to get other people's minds. I want to plant seeds and see what they come up with.
Yeah.
And I say the dirtier the better.
I would challenge. Love to see like some like role play workshops.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
I think a lot of people, at least from what I've heard, like a lot of people kind of want to do it, but they don't really know how. And it's kind of like the same anxiety that people might get if they do like improv comedy or something
right.
like that. It's like, oh, I don't know what to do.
It was a lot easier for us when we were kids, you know, to come up with role-playing and imagination playtime games.
Yeah.
I'm gonna something happened to
take
us.
Take a stick and be a swords person.
And then you're right there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you are escaping reality and having the time of your life.
Yeah.
We'll help. We'll help to get that those memories back.
You have so much at your shop. Do you have any plans, like working with like the BDSM community and things like that?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Like I said, I would like to have some monthly workshops and events, and they'll all revolve around specific topics and areas of interest.
Yeah.
You know, in the sex positive community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so absolutely, BDSM is it's a fun scene.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, we teach people how to do it the right way, so you don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Or yourselves.
I think that's probably the most important part about like about the community, is just like learning how to do it in a really safe way. Because I think, especially with like the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing, I think a lot of people have been like jumping into it, at least from what I've heard, have been jumping into it, but like don't know what to do. So then they I don't know, they might not be being safe about it.
Right. Yep. So yeah, come on down.
Cool.
we'll help you you know, just show you how to play responsibly.
Yeah.
So everyone has a good time.
Sex is for fun and reproduction, but full of risks, so seek instruction. Get curious. Stay tuned for Safety Girl. She uncovers it all, from toys to fetish. She even reveals what makes her wettish. Get curious. It's time for Safety.
Like websites or blogs or anything like that, or anything you would recommend?
Yeah,
even
it's brand new. It's a baby, a newborn baby, but I'm gonna nurse her. get curious with safetygirl.com. That's our website, and we'll be, you know, we have a catalog on there that we're working on.
Great.
And a blog too, so
mm-hmm.
And then also on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook. Oh my god, people know I'm personal, okay, Heidi? I dish it out. My poor husband, I embarrass him all the time. So, but if you want to have some fun sex talk on Facebook, Get Curious with Safety Girl, that's the name.
Cool, great.
And so, oh, you were talking about the fantasizing. I wanted to go back to that.
Oh, yeah.
You see how I'm dressed and what I'm wearing here. Do you want,
yeah.
What's your impression of this? And you've seen it when you came into the mm-hmm. shop. And I'm just kind of curious what your initial impression was.
I mean, the first thing I see is like your pink hair, which mm-hmm. is great. And so I guess I got the impression that you were a character, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I want other people to see, is that they can develop their own characters as well. And, you know, they can feel safe and do it behind closed doors, you know, or mm-hmm. they can transition into the public. I mean, I live a fantasy life during working hours, retail hours, and it's so much fun. I love it, and I want more people to do it, Heidi. I hate feeling like, you know, I'm outnumbered.
Yeah, totally.
For pink hair.
reminds me of this podcast I listened to, Sex Nerd Sandra.
Oh, yep, yep.
And they had this one episode that was about developing your own, like, cast of characters to use in the bedroom, which I think it sounds like kind of the same thing.
It sure is.
And then
is.
Just, like, owning something and being comfortable with it in the bedroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You know what I'm going to do, Heidi? And maybe you might be interested.
Oh, what?
I'm going to start my own kickball team.
Oh, cool.
A girly kickball team where you dress up in lingerie and wigs and whatever, and we play kickball.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I feel like there would be a lot of people interested in that.
Yeah.
Also, I haven't played kickball since I was like 10. That would be awesome.
Thank you. I would
totally want to do that.
Yep. Yep. So I think we're going to be doing that in the spring. So
cool. That's perfect. But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun, and I hope that you can come on again, and I also look forward to hearing how the workshops go.
Oh, absolutely.
And I will probably be there.
Okay, all right. Yes, I will check in with you and tune in to you. Thank you so much for what you do. I love WCBN. Oh my God, nothing's changed here, you guys. Awesome, awesome place. You so got to come. There's so many spirits here. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And thank you. Please keep up the good work. Keep pushing.
Thank you.
Keep pushing the envelopes, Heidi. We need you, honey.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's love, baby. Let's get it on.